When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm singer-songwriter Shawnee Kilgore, and this is Bridge the Atlantic.
Welcome to Bridge the Atlantic's interviews, where we get to know the people behind and in front of the creative industries. We're your hosts, music web designer Ross Barber-Smith from Scotland, owner of Electric Kiwi, where we create awesome custom websites for bands, artists and musicians. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook as Electric Kiwi.
And I'm singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Marcy Novelli from Canada, a man who wears many hats, literally and figuratively. When I'm not releasing music under my own name, I'm producing and mixing records for other artists. Speaking of which, if you'd like me to work with you on your next song or album, especially if it's acoustic, get in touch. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, and Patreon as my name, Marcio Novelli.
We are excited to share that we've made some significant updates to our Patreon page, and we invite you to become an official patron of the show to help us keep things going and growing.
Yes, perks include early access to content, sponsored ads at the start and end of our shows, as well as your chance to co-host an episode alongside Ross and I.
We've also got official BTA shirts available to purchase on our website. There's a link to them in our show notes. And if you use the coupon code BTARocks, you'll receive 10% off your purchase as our little way of saying thank you.
Yes, and earlier this year, I released a brand new acoustic EP called The Reimagining Volume 1. You can listen to it everywhere and anywhere you like to download or stream music. But even more excitingly, I'm working on my second full-length solo album, and you can be a part of that. Just go to my website and all the details are there.
Joining us this week out of Austin, Texas, is singer-songwriter and photographer Shawnee Kilgore. Shawnee has a crowdfunding story that most artists can only dream of. Hollywood director Joss Whedon loved Shawnee's music and voice and backed her Kickstarter. After the campaign ended and she was working on a personalized song for him, he emailed to ask if she'd be interested in working on a co-write with him. Their single Big Giant Me came as a result, and they went on to create Back to Eden, their new EP.
And the EP release sold out the Alamo in Austin, where they debuted the video starring Oscar nominee Richard Jenkins and Ashley Johnson. It was shot by Jay Hunter on two Alexa 65s that, until then, had only been used on the highest end of big-budgeted feature films, such as The Revenant and Rogue One. We're excited to hear more about Shawnee's career, what it was like to work with Joss, and the advice she'd offer to her fellow musicians. So, welcome to the show, Shawnee.
Hey! Thanks for having me, guys.
Tell us three things about yourself that everyone should know.
Whoa, this is the one thing I forgot to think about.
Good.
Well, right. Well, I am a mother of chickens. That is a very prominent thing about me. My chickens have their own Facebook page, and they're my babies, and they're beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's the thing. My chickens snuggle with me. Like, they run up and they just want to hug me. I love making friends with strangers. Like, airplanes is particularly really good. Like, I've had some super, I have friends that I still have that I've made on airplanes. One is a guy named Julio. He lives in California. He's from the Bahamas. And he's in his 80s, and he calls me a lot, and I'm one of his best friends now.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, so super fun. And I'm a real coffee snob. I'm really anti light roast espresso. There are a few things. There's politics, and then there's light roast espresso.
I like medium roast. I like medium roast coffees. That's what I tend to like. And I'm very particular which one I like.
Right. Coffee is one thing, but espresso. Espresso is dark. They like equal, one equals the other.
So I want to say something about the airplane thing. Yeah. I think that's very interesting. That I don't really make friends in airplanes, but I do like to talk to strangers because there's nothing to lose. It's just nothing to lose.
It's true.
You can just, you can really just be whoever you want to be in that moment with that person. It's kind of like acting. It's kind of fun. It's kind
totally.
Of fun. I can relate on that end.
Yeah,
and I've never made a friend on an airplane, but I've made one of my best friends on a train. When our train got stuck in the snow.
Who's that?
And Morel,
trains are
you
great
won't
for
know
that.
Her.
That's cool. Well, hi, Morel. Yeah.
So, Shawnee, we touched on your crowdfunding story in the intro, but I'd like to dive in a little more about the video that actually inspired Joss to contribute to your campaign, where you held up the sign saying, "I'm learning to ask for help." And it's kind of that phrase that I want to ask you about. Can you tell us about how asking for help has enabled you to grow and progress as an artist?
It's just so all-encompassing, really. So that album was, the first time not only that I've asked for help with money, but also asked my friends and people in the Austin community to be a part of my record, come sing with me, come be a part of this. It's just such a being a singer-songwriter. There's just so much involved with it. There's so many different aspects, and it's very easy to feel like you just need to do it all and you should know how to do everything. And it's totally impossible and overwhelming. So asking for help in the places where you need it and being able to focus on what you actually, do well. Knowing what you suck at is really valuable.
I don't think that means you can't learn those other things, but maybe if you don't have an interest in that, then delegate.
Yeah, for sure. And I really have been enjoying learning the business side of things a little bit, what I can. But asking for money was huge, and it was just it either was going to happen or there was not going to be a record. So,
well, we all know of Amanda Palmer, who's a future guest on the show. Look out for that interview with her. She's definitely opened up my eyes and just not being afraid to ask. It's still not easy. It's not easy. I think it comes easier to some people, but just not being afraid to do that, because there's always going to be naysayers and people who have an opinion about it. But in my opinion, you're just cutting out the middle person, which is beautiful. You go directly to the artist, directly to your fans, and you can actually charge less for things in a way, and give away more because there's less cost by not having the middle person. So I think it's a beautiful thing. Anyone that has such negative opinions about crowdfunding, I'm always like, well, why? I think there have been some people who have abused it, and that's why. People who are just asking to maybe help pay their rent or something. I'm not criticizing that. I'm just saying that's very different than an artist saying, "Hey, I want to make an album. I can either make it and then have a label distributed, or we can distribute it." You know what I mean? Or you can just be a part of it. You can actually be part of the process from the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm very passionate about this. I can keep going on and on. So I will digress.
Absolutely.
And Joss actually ended up collaborating on an EP, like we mentioned, Back to Eden, which is beautiful, by the way. I think it's absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
It was released last year, 2016, right?
Yeah, October last year.
I want to hear what it was like collaborating with him. Do you see more collaborations either with him or other artists on the horizon?
Sure. Collaborating with him was so surreal in the sense that it wasn't weird. It was just so comfortable that, of course, this is what's happening. When we first started, I think that we actually wrote our first song together before I even knew what he looked like. I knew who he was, but I'd never seen his face. And it was just interesting after, creating this sort of friendship relationship with someone, it almost felt weird to go find out what he actually looked like. But so the first several songs that we did together, he was filming Avengers 2. So he was off. I didn't know what country he was in half the time. I didn't know what time zone he was in. It's I had no idea what he was up to. We just did what we were doing and didn't really worry about anything else. But it was great. I felt really lucky that I liked the lyrics that he was sending me. There was actually, there was some concern in the beginning, what if? Because I'm super, I sort of call myself a lyric Nazi, and he sort of does too. The times that we sort of disagreed about things were few and far between. But it was just really fun, just really inspiring. He's so just down to earth and humble and... it was really fun.
I can relate to that on the lyric side of things. Producers I work with me, I've learned be very gentle if you make any suggestions, because I'll just give them that look like, excuse me, do you even know what this means?
Yeah.
If I change that, it ruins everything.
So we actually had one line in the song Unforgiven that I was like, hey, I think this could be a little better. Like this one line, can we fix this? Just back and forth and back and forth. And he finally was like, okay, I got it. And he texted, and it was this all cap letters, just like sarcasm, dire. It's like, oh my God, like it cracked me up. And then we were in the studio actually recording, going to record the song. I'm like, okay, we still need to get that line because that one you sent, that wasn't it. He's like, that was the line. What are you talking about? So that was a fine moment for us. But
that's so. really cool. So do you think that you'll be doing any more collaboration with him or any other artists in the future?
I can imagine.
Like, are you open to it?
The creativity is such a kind of big part of who we are, and you know, it's definitely a friendship that's not going anywhere. So there are no immediate plans, but I would be surprised if we did not do something further in the future.
Very cool.
Yeah. And as far as other collaborations, like I'm open to it now. That was one of the first, you know, real co-writing experiences I've ever had. You know, way to go in with a bang. But
yeah, I was going to say pretty big one to start your co-writing off with. But you're quite open about saying that having a big name on board doesn't necessarily guarantee, you know, huge commercial success for a project.
That's true.
Which, you know, I think is, a lot of people do think that instantly having kind of, I guess, quote unquote, star power involved, there's going to be some success that's kind of guaranteed. And I think I read an interview where you felt you were a little naive in that respect when you thought that was going to happen and it didn't.
Yeah.
Would you say what's maybe been the biggest thing you've learned through that collaboration? And if you were to do it again, is there anything you would do differently in terms of approaching maybe how you're promoting it or, you know, putting it out there?
Right. Yeah, my expectations would be different. I was definitely naive in that, you know, I didn't do a publicity campaign for the album. It's just like, okay, we're going to put it out there and it's just going to catch like wildfire. And I'm glad that it didn't happen that way. But there definitely were some, there was definitely some disappointments, you know, when we'd put the, you know, the Big Giant Me came out and then, you know, we did another single came out and then the video came out. I thought that was for sure gonna, you know, but it's all happening exactly as it should. And, you know, in no universe would I actually want to just like shoot into stardom for anything. But, I mean, one of the cool things about having him involved in this is I could approach the Alamo Drafthouse, be like, hey, I have Joss Whedon. He's going to be in town. Can we show this video that he made? You know, it's like people were pretty ready to talk to me when I, you know, when I put it out there. So
it kind of opened some doors and it kind of gave you a leg up, I guess.
Yeah.
In some ways.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's incredibly refreshing just how honest you're being right now. And everyone tuning into this, I hope that you all appreciate just how very honest that is, Ashani. A lot of people would, especially in the music game, I think, put on a front. Not so much a front, I shouldn't say it like that, but no one wants to really admit the failures. Sorry, that's not even the word. It's not a failure by any means. But everyone wants to kind of play things up because I think we're all afraid if we don't, we won't appear as... Or we might think that people don't want to listen to us if we don't appear as successful as. But this is the reality of the business. I think you created. It seems like you collaborated with him for the right reasons. You wanted to work with him.
Oh yeah.
Now, however,
it was fun. Yeah.
However, you know that I think that definitely gives a leg up. I think you were probably able to get more press because there's a name attached to it. You know, that's the reality of the situation. But of course, you know, to expect that to go to number one on Billboard just because, you know, his name's attached, obviously that's an unrealistic expectation. But, you know, so speaking of that, I think that, you know, maybe you can talk a little bit about expectations. You know, what have you learned about that? What will you do in the future when it comes to expectations? Will you just gauge them a little bit better in any situation?
Yeah. I think there's, I'm learning that, I mean, it's a very direct, like you do an action, like you reach for what you want, you set your sights on something and you have to go and fight for it. You know, and nothing really is just going to come fall into your lap because if it does, it means that you've already, you know, done the work to, you know, to get out there enough for that to happen. So
Well, yeah, you know, jumping in here too, I mean, like, Ross, I think you've been around since I released my debut album a few years ago, and it's very relatable. And you know what, you work with big names, but that's not all. The number one thing that it has to be about is making the best music possible, something you believe in. Yeah. But you know, you bring in certain people, and you do it for, at least I think you did it for the right reasons. I did it for the right reasons too, and you do think it's going to get a bit more attention because of that, you know. But I completely understand, and I've learned my lesson too. It's like, you know, do things for the right reasons always, and mm-hmm. you know, yep. be cautiously optimistic, and just do the best that you can and everything. And if that helps you get a leg up, that's already a huge thing that most people don't have the opportunity to do. You know what I mean? To have. But anyways, yeah. we could talk about this forever. What I do want to do right now is I want to play a game. You ready for 20 questions?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Meat or veggies?
Veggies.
She just said that because I'm here. Twitter or Facebook?
Facebook.
Indie or major?
Indie.
CD or vinyl?
Vinyl.
Lennon or McCartney?
Lennon.
McCartney. Education or experience?
Oh, aren't they the same thing?
No.
Experience, I'd say.
Although experience can be education.
Right.
Yeah, they can be linked. Education, there's crossover, I think.
I feel like there's education. More so experience can be education, in my opinion.
Now, be careful how you answer this, because you don't want to piss off some of your friends.
You will.
Marvel or DC? And just to remind you, the Avengers is Marvel.
Yes, yes. Yes, I know.
So Marvel is the answer?
Oh, Marvel. I'm sorry. I whispered it. I kind of okay, just mouthed okay. it.
I saw you mouth that.
But just... I can shout it to the rooftops, too.
Studio or stage?
Studio.
Talent or attitude?
Oh.
It's a tough one, eh?
I mean, you kind of need a healthy dose of both.
Yeah, depending on the day, really I say different things.
It's true.
First instinct.
Today, I'm going to say attitude.
Yoga or yogurt?
Yogurt.
Washington or Texas?
Texas.
Music or photography?
Oh, guys! Music, music, music.
Ross, what do we do here?
Yeah.
What do we do here? We ask the tough questions here, don't we?
We do. We ask the tough and important questions, but important has a little asterisk, you know.
Underneath there's a note. May not actually be important.
It may not be important.
Ask me the toughest.
Bob Dylan or Bob Marley?
Bob Dylan. Even though you can't understand a word he's saying. Kickstarter or Patreon?
Well, I'm going to say Patreon now because, anyway. They're both amazing.
This may be the most important question.
Okay.
Depending how strongly you feel about one of these or the other. Michael Jackson... or Michael Bolton?
Considering the laugh.
Who's going to answer? I love Michael Jackson.
First of all, Ross would answer Michael Bolton.
Okay. Really?
Yep.
I would listen to an argument for that for sure.
Ross, we have a couple minutes.
I just don't know. I just have so much love in my heart for the Bolt. That's all I can say. He doesn't have the hair anymore. He had the hair. He was a soundtrack to my childhood. We would be in the car and Steel Bars would be on and my whole family would know the song. Yeah. And he did the Hercules theme. I mean, come on. What's Michael Jackson done, really? Come on.
This is true. Moving on. Yeah. Celine Dion or Marilyn Manson?
That's weird. I dig Marilyn Manson. They're cool.
Whale or kale?
Whale or kale, like to eat? I'm a big fan of kale.
Or whatever.
It's kale, yeah.
Of course. Bette Midler or the Riddler? Because they rhyme.
Bette Midler or the Riddler. Gonna go Bette Midler.
Oh, let me just get a little less uncomfortable here for this last one because it's a very uncomfortable question.
So your final question is...
Okay.
Ross or Marcio?
No way. Nope. Not doing it.
Do we have someone who's refusing?
Do we? Are you abstaining?
I'm taking a stand. I am. There is equal.
I hope you all enjoyed 19 questions.
There is equal love for. I mean, you're both wearing the same shirt. Even how can you tell us
apart? Is the question, right?
Shani, for artists who are looking to do some crowdfunding, whether that's a one-off campaign or ongoing, like something like Patreon. What really quickly could you offer as a piece of actionable advice?
Actionable advice. I mean, biggest advice I have is be yourself, be honest. You pointed out how honest I am. That's just how I do things. And that's what people connect with. And, you know, your songs and your art, whatever you're putting out, it just has to be as true to you as it can be. And you have to put it out there. Have your goals in mind. I guess have your plan laid out. Know what you're asking money for. You know, you're not just asking for, you know, $20,000 to go have a, you know, vacation or something.
That's what I did wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Well, where'd you go? Having actionable just steps, have a goal laid out. So it's less asking for a purpose. You're asking specific amounts of money for specific reasons. You know exactly what you want to do, and you're asking for the help to get there. So,
and I think you have to offer something that's different than just here's my album that they can get down the road. There has to be some behind the scenes stuff or something exciting.
For sure. Yeah.
For them to want to contribute, I think, right?
That's true too. Yeah, for sure. I think my favorite Kickstarter reward that I did was I made a personalized mixed CD of my songs for people, and it was the funnest for me to make, and it was really fun for other people to get, and so that was a good one.
Cool. Where's the best place for people to connect with you online?
Well, my website is www.shawneekilgore.com. It's a good one. My Patreon page is patreon.com/shawneekilgore. I'm celebrating 100 weeks on there. There's 123 exclusive songs that are only on Patreon.
Oh, wow.
And then Instagram is another good place.
Is that the main place?
I post a lot of photography there as well. So then that's also just my name.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Yeah. And we'll put all those notes, all those links in the show notes.
Put all those notes in the links.
All those notes in the links and all those links in the notes. That's what we're going to do. And you can find us as in the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, iTunes, and YouTube. Don't forget to visit our website and pick up one of our shirts while you're there.
And as I mentioned earlier, my new acoustic EP, The Reimagining Volume 1, is available everywhere. I'm also working on my second full-length solo album. I'm really excited about it, and you can be a part of it at marciocinevelli.com/pledge. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, and Patreon, which are all my name, Marcio Novelli. If you don't know how to spell that, just look on somewhere on the website or something. You'll find it.
They're smart kids. And as for me, I'm working on websites for various artists at the moment. You can check out my work at electrickiwi.co.uk, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram as Electric Kiwi, and on Facebook, Electric Kiwi Design.
This episode was brought to you by 30 Roses, a virtual assistant and consultant to musicians and other creatives, as well as Chris Keaton, Music Entrepreneur HQ, and Social Surge. All links are in the show notes, so check them out, because what do they do to us?
They keep the show alive. And if you would like to sponsor the show, visit patreon.com/bridgetheatlantic. As we mentioned earlier, we've recently updated the rewards, which now include sponsorship at the start of our interviews, as well as an opportunity for you to co-host an episode with two co-hosts. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube and iTunes so you don't miss any episodes, and leave us a comment and let us know what you think of the show.
That's right, Bridgers. What do you think, Roz?
No,
you don't like
that's
that.
Never going to catch on.
You don't
on.
Like it? You don't think Bridgers is going to catch on? We need some name for our followers.
It just makes Bridgers? My heart sad.
Bridgers? I said Bridges originally, and I was suggested to say Bridgers. You know what, then? If anyone has a suggestion of what we should call the followers or people who just enjoy this show,
the Bridgetlandic community.
Come on.
No, I mean, that's not what I'm calling them.
The PTA
crew. The BTA massive.
BTA crew. I like that. All right. Well, anyway, Shawnee, thank you for coming on the show. It was a pleasure talking to you, and I hope that you had a good time.
Thank you. I really did. And I love you both equally. I'm just going to get that in there before the show ends.
I needed that for my ego, so thank you. Because I usually lose. Come back again soon, all right?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.